No complaining about the result. I mean, obviously, the way we started, you can't come down here, you can't go anywhere in this league, in any division, and start the way we started. We conceded a goal from a throw-in, a goal from a corner kick, and you know, it takes a serious side to turn Cork City around at home here, like going 2-0 down so early. After that, we huffed and puffed and made a game of it. But unfortunately, we made a mistake for the third goal that killed us. But no, we've no complaints of the result. Just, you know, probably feeling a bit sorry for yourself with the picked up a few serious injuries there, unfortunately, as well. So no, not a good night, but we move on.
Can you be specific just about those injuries, Ali?
Yeah, well, Adam Hannon, unfortunately, has got a knee injury that he would have a little bit of history with his knee. Raymond Foy has put his hamstring and Richard Bush has damaged his hip. So, you know, but no, look, that's part of the game. And I'm sure there are other sides out there that have injuries also. So, look, we'll grin and bear it and we'll move on to next week.
Many people in the country like the fact that Finn Harps are part of the League of Ireland Premier Division. But on the other side of it, you've had to travel today and head back.
That's not an excuse. We know that's not a problem. You know, we have a lot of problems, you know, and you saw some of them tonight maybe on the pitch. As regards your locality and the journey, no, that's not an excuse. You know, I mean, Cork City have to come up to Bella Buffet. You know, yeah, okay, look, we travelled back and up and down in the one day. Yeah, that's the restrictions that we have. But no, that isn't an excuse, Pat, whatsoever for the way we started that game.
You have a long journey again next week, I think. Is it the Wexford?
Yeah, look, we're well used to it. You know, we've been in Cove, Wexford, Waterford, all over the years, there and back. Not an excuse, and you know that it's not an excuse for the way that we started that game. We just didn't come out of the blocks, and be fair to Cork City, they came out of the blocks early and put the game to bed after 7-8 minutes.
Cork City assistant manager John Carter, that is an important win tonight to stay in the championship race.
It was a massive win after previous three games. I thought we played well. We started from the start, which we haven't done in previous weeks, and got two early goals, which always helps.
There has been possibly some undue criticism, and the fact is you've only lost one game this season.
Yeah, look, we don't take it on board. We don't really take any notice of it, to be honest, and we just keep working hard, and the players keep working hard, and we know the quality they have, and look, it's only one game, so we just have to kick on now, maybe try and get a bit of momentum.
As a player, John, you would have travelled to Ballybofey in the past. We've been talking to Finn Harps about the length of travel, but it is important to have Finn Harps in the League of Ireland Premier Division.
Oh, it is, without a doubt. It's like the Finn Harps, Galway, Wexford, now up. It's great to have these clubs involved, and some great people involved with them, as Ollie, the manager, and a few other people that do a lot of hard work for the club.
Finally, 3 points on the board. I did say it's important. It's very important with the fact that you have such big games coming up, and they're all here in Cork in the coming week. There's three big matches coming up.
Yeah, look, our most important match now again is Monday, so we just have to go in again Sunday, assess the lads and get a bit of recovery and go again Monday and hopefully pick up another 3 points.
Cork City captain John, a reaction from you to a victory tonight and a good result?
I suppose an important one for us, Pat. You know, it was good to get back to winning ways. We've been playing well probably the last couple of weeks and just not taking our chances maybe, and you know, we had a few draws, but we probably could have won games, you know. So it was very important for us tonight to get back to winning ways, to turn us cross and bring us into a big week now next week.
On the personal note, from where you're from, Ballybofey, what's it like playing against lads that you probably know many of the people in the back room?
I'm sure it's good to see a lot of them again, I suppose, but you know, when you step onto the pitch at the end of the day, it's business. It's, you know, it's what we do, it's what we're here for. We're here to win football matches, and you know, all that goes out the window. But I suppose, you know, it's nice to see the lads there after the game and have a bit of a catch up, you know, boys that we play with growing up and stuff.
You're now here, obviously, a huge part of Cork City Football Club, but it is great to see Finn Harps in the League of Ireland Premier Division. It really makes a national league.
I think it's very important for the league, actually, because, you know, Finn Harps are a big club. They were a big club in waiting, and, you know, when I was growing up, you had 5,000 and 6,000 people at games up in Ballybofey, and, it's, you know, it was a brilliant atmosphere. So it's good to have them back in the league, and, you know, look, we wish them all the best the rest of the season, but we have to focus on ourselves.
And finally, John, on the note that tonight Cork City, you know, really are battling for the championship, the other top sides won tonight, Dundalk with a victory, and a victory also for Derry City this evening.
Yeah, just found that out there now. Listen, at the end of the day, that's not in our control. All we can control is our own performances, and we did that tonight, and as I say, now it's on to a big week again next week.